Let's begin. So we're starting today by stopping. Stopping whatever you were doing before to be here now and be a little bit more in the realm of being than doing. So as we begin, I'm going to offer a few thoughts for you to try out. And if any of them seem especially right for you today, just know that you can come back to them at any time. So think to yourself, try it out for yourself. I am free to be gentle with myself. I am free to feel whatever I feel and meet that with kindness and acceptance. I am free to be exactly as I am right now. I am free to notice. I am free to be. And to tie in with a little bit of a theme that I have today that's maybe appropriate for the season, you can also try out the thought, I am free to give and I am free to receive. See what you notice. So now let's start by noticing your contact with the surface that you are resting on. Where is the ground? You might ask yourself, where is my support? What am I touching? And what is touching me? You can notice the giving and the receiving that happens when we are in contact with something else. So notice your weight-bearing points of contact. So if you're lying in the traditional constructive rest position, that would be the back of your head, resting on the books, the back of your shoulder blades on the floor, back of your rib cage, the back of your pelvis, the back of your arms and your elbows, and the soles of your feet resting on the floor. And if you aren't in quite that position, notice your main weight-bearing points of contact. You can also notice that you are giving your weight to the surface beneath you as you lie in rest. And you are receiving support from that surface too. So whatever surface you are resting on, the ground is beneath you, supporting you. And you are free to accept and receive that support from the ground. You could even imagine that you are being held, maybe even cradled by the ground. Think to yourself, I am free to give my weight to the ground. And I'm free to receive the support of the ground. So from this awareness of the ground, now let's expand our attention out into the space around you. Take in the space that is around you. Know that there is space above you, there's space below you, there's space behind you and in front of you, there's space to the left and the right of you, and in every other direction in between. You are giving your attention to the space all around you. And by doing so, we can also receive support from the space around us. Maybe that support is in a kind of a sense of safety and security, that you know where you are. Think to yourself, I am free to be aware of the space all around me. So you may have noticed that by giving your attention to the support from the ground and the awareness of the space around you, it helps you access a little bit more awareness of the space, spaciousness that is possible within you. So I invite you to do a little scan of yourself right now and see what you notice. What stands out for you today about your own physical self? And I invite you to accept and acknowledge anything that you notice. See if you can meet any pain or discomfort, mental or physical, with awareness and kindness. Know that there is nothing you have to do to change or to fix right now. And know that, of course, you are free to move at any time to make yourself more comfortable. So I invite you to now shift your awareness to do another scan, but this time have in mind the idea that you could notice ease. What is ease? Ease is just somewhere that feels a little bit better, perhaps, than those other places. Maybe places that just feel so normal and ordinary, they're totally below normally your level of consciousness. Or maybe you notice somewhere that really does feel great right now. Where do you notice a little bit of ease in yourself, your physical self, or even in your thinking? So I invite you to notice any ease. In fact, think to yourself, I am free to notice ease, any ease in my feet, in my toes. I'm free to notice ease, any ease in my legs, in my shins, my calves, ease in my knees and my thighs. I'm free to notice any ease that is there in my hips, my pelvis. I'm free to notice any ease in my belly, in my solar plexus, in my heart, in my chest. Free to notice any ease that is there in my back, my low back, mid back, upper back. Any ease that's there in the shoulder blades, collarbones. I'm free to notice any ease in my arms, my elbows, my wrists, my hands, my fingers, and my thumbs. I'm free to notice any ease that is there in my neck, in my throat, my jaw, in my face. Think of the muscles of the face just softening and spreading. And you can think, I'm free to notice any ease in my head. And think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. So when we give attention to any ease that is there, and we shine a little light on it, in return, we receive perhaps a greater sense of ease, an easing within us. And now shift in this place of maybe a little more ease in yourself to noticing your breath. Notice the air moving in and out through your nose. Notice the gentle movement that your breath creates in your body. That ongoing rise and fall of the ribs with the breath. A giving and a receiving. An ebb and a flow. You can even think of your rhythm of your breath like the waves rolling into shore. Know that there's nothing you have to do to breathe. It's something that happens without you and for you and with you. Your whole life. Think to yourself, my body breathes me. My body breathes me. My breathing is free, and I am free to notice my breathing. So, not forgetting about your breath, but including that awareness in your sense of your whole self. Let's take another minute or so to reflect a little more on the ideas of giving and receiving. Let's start with the idea of giving. When you think about giving, whether that's giving a gift, giving help, support, giving your attention, your friendship, whatever it is that you might give, whatever comes to your mind first. Pause and notice how that feels in your body. What do you sense about yourself at the idea of giving? Maybe it's not what you expected. Now let's do the same for the idea of receiving. What do you notice about yourself when you think about receiving something? Maybe you can think of something specific, receiving a gift, or maybe more generally and see what comes to you. Receiving a gift or help or attention, or friendship or support or something else. What do you notice that you sense in yourself when you think about receiving something? How do you respond? Is it different from how you responded to the idea of giving? You might also notice if one feels easier than the other. You have maybe a preference for either giving or receiving. Maybe that you already knew. Maybe that you actually didn't know. You are now noticing. And yet they kind of exist as a lovely pairing. But in many circumstances, you can't have one without the other. Think to yourself, I am free to give and to receive. So now, before we finish our constructive rest together today, notice again your contact with the ground or with whatever surface you are resting on. You might notice if that contact has changed since you first lay down or started constructive rest. You could notice those weight-bearing points of contact again. The back of your head, your shoulder blades, back of your ribs, back of your arms or elbows, the back of your pelvis, soles of your feet, maybe the backs of your legs if they're resting over something. Think to yourself, I am free to give my weight to the surface supporting me. I am free to receive the support of the ground. Now expand out and just have that awareness that you are in space. You are the center of your own space, the space above you and below you and in front of you and behind you and to either side of you. Think to yourself, I'm free to be aware of the space all around me. I am free to notice ease. I am free to notice my breath. My body breathes me. And I am free to give and to receive. I am free.